Well, this morning we have a couple of guests joining us here in studio. We're going to talk a little bit about the Blue Tones reunion show coming up this Saturday, May 2nd, at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. A couple of the performers that will be on stage are local fellas that folks have been enjoying their performances for a long time. Harold Powell, Ray Armstrong in with us here this morning. Gentlemen, thanks for coming by. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You've been performing a long time. Does it seem like that?
Yes.
In some ways, it was a blink of an eye, and all of a sudden, here we are. We're not the red tops, we're the gray tops now, right, Ray?
You bet. With a little touch-up.
Yeah, a little touch-up. You gotta keep it true, right? I want to go back a long time ago. Ray, where did your love of music ever come from in the first place?
Well, actually, I started a band in Lewis, Iowa. And I really couldn't read music, so I thought the drums might be an easier thing. And I started beating on some pots and pans in Mom's kitchen. And then I had an uncle that made some drum equipment for me. And, just took off from there.
And your parents hated you ever since?
Well, no, they actually came and took some movies later on and stuff.
Oh,
and kind of thought, gave me some more encouragement.
Uh-huh. Kind of the running joke. The parents never buy their kids a drum set. It's always an uncle or an aunt or a cousin or a grandparent. Somebody doesn't have to live with all the noise, right?
You bet.
And it just kind of grew from there for you. Harold, how about you? Where did your love of music ever come from?
Well, it's kind of in my family. I had an uncle that had an orchestra, and he's played for presidents, and, he's been all over. And he's passed away now, but... I think I inherited my music love through him, but I played in a drum corps when I was in high school. I started out on drums, mm-hmm. and I wasn't that great of a drummer, so I switched to bass. I started playing guitar when I was about 14 years old, and then I switched to bass after a couple years, and I've been with it for 54 years, I think.
Wow.
Something like that, so it's been a long time.
Deep down, we're all drummers, aren't we? We bang on our knees, on the tabletop, on the dashboard, on something. You're always, if you're musically inclined at all, you have to be able to keep time.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess in a way, we're all drummers to a certain extent. And you've got a lot of folks that are coming in to perform here for this reunion show coming up on Saturday, May the 2nd. You guys pretty excited about this show? You've got a pretty impressive lineup of folks.
Yeah, we are. We've got actually something for everybody. Bob and Sheila Everhart will be opening the program. Various other people, but the main other people is Richie Lee. He's been here before, and Phil Vandell. Phil has worked with the Wounded Warrior Projects and went around playing music all over the country with that. There's Jim and Kathy Wymore. Harold, you know some others. Who else is on here?
Well. Bailey, I understand, is Jim and Kathy's daughter. I think she'll be there, and Paul Fay will be playing bass part of the time, and he kind of filled in for Lucky Osborne, who passed away a year or so ago. And Paul does a great job. He'll be there, and Vance Mundy, originally from Creston, Iowa, And he moved down to Missouri and he still has a band down there. And he'll be playing steel guitar with Phil Vandell. And Charlene Crum will be singing it with a couple different groups, I believe.
She worked on the last show, and she's very good. Mm-hmm. She harmonizes and real good, projects real well in her singing.
Absolutely. I see Lloyd Messenger, Darren Chumley, also on the bill to perform. Some of these folks are spread out a little bit. You talk about like Creston, Missouri, different places that some of these folks come from. But it's kind of a clique, isn't it? I mean, don't you guys all kind of network a little bit here and there?
We do, yes. Charlene's from Glenwood. Mm-hmm. Paul Faye's down south. And we just kind of all just get together. We've been together in some various other shows, and it's just like old home week.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet it probably is. We were talking before we got on the air this morning. Ray and I were just kind of visiting a little bit, and I said, you start one day, and then you blink, and all of a sudden, where'd the time go? But back in the day, playing dances, shows, and things around the region, and I said, do you still run into people that say, I remember seeing you at such and such a place or whatever? It's kind of neat to get that response, that feedback.
Yes, it is. Kind of builds our ego, and we do appreciate that and all our fans. But I think I'll just probably be playing at the nursing home one day.
Harold, you're not playing at the nursing home,
are you? I think I'll be playing in the nursing home for Ray.
Oh, I got it. Okay. You still, it is kind of fun to get out. I know you guys still get a lot of feedback, and not necessarily from, you know, 40 years ago, feedback from shows you did here recently, too. And you're working with some pretty good ones, too, guys like Richie Lee and Phil. Different types of music, too. Do you enjoy shows like that where you get to do a little rock and roll, a little country, a little of everything?
Yes, I do. I like all kinds of music. I mean, just whatever it is. I just like, and I'm real blessed that I can play all types of music too, because some people they've just been stuck on one type, and I just like the variety.
Yeah, well, the beauty is, of course, we talk about individual instruments, but honestly, any instrument can be used to play just about any type of music if you're skilled and talented enough to be able to make that adaptation. Harold, what's your favorite? What do you enjoy?
I kind of grew up on country music. But my favorite is the old rock and roll, 60s, 50s, 60s rock and roll. I kind of did that for so many years that I really enjoy that.
You and Richie Lee kind of have a connection, don't you?
We do. I was playing a show in Des Moines at the Valor Ballroom 10 years ago, I believe it was. And Richie Lee walked in. He was 12 years old. And his folks were with him, and I grew up with Richie's dad. Well, I thought they came to see me play, and they didn't even know I was supposed to be there. So it was a big surprise, you know. And Richie's dad, Richard Luckenbill's his name, told me that he brought Richie in because Richie impersonates Buddy Holly, and he wanted to expose him to some of the bands in the area. So we got Richie up to perform on stage that night. At 12 years old, and he did a great job, and I've been playing with Richie off and on for the last 10, 12 years, so it's good.
I might also add that Richie does the rock and roll very, very close to what the original artist did it. Many of the younger folks that haven't done rock and roll like us older folks have don't quite get it right, but if you want some really good rock and roll, sounds like it used to. This is where to be.
It's kind of amazing when you consider the age difference there, too, that he's able to adapt like that. But,
yes.
You know, just a good performer and enjoys doing those kinds of things and really takes an interest in that kind of music. And you'd necessarily always find that either. Good stuff. Phil Vandal, he's going to come in and play some country music, and he's getting some good gigs out there. He's a lot of fun to watch. Folks will enjoy that.
Yeah, very professional and sings very good, does the songs like they've been done. You know, doesn't do his own version of a song, so it really, really is entertaining.
Yeah, and he does have some of his original music as well that he'll be performing there, too. You guys have had these shows now for quite a while. It seems like these Blue Tones reunion shows have been going on for a number of years now. People keep coming out. They keep enjoying that. Why do they keep coming back?
I suppose, hopefully, that it's good, for one. But, you know, it's just kind of like you get used to a thing and you know what you're going to see there and, you know, not be disappointed. So I think that's probably they keep coming back.
Another thing, too, is this show is promoted by Mel Briles. And Mel was one of the original Blue Tone members. And Mel is a great promoter. He seems to put things together pretty well, and what makes the show so well. And also, Charlene Johnson is from the original Farmer's Kitchen. She will be running the kitchen that night, next Saturday night, and she'll be serving hot dogs and conies and chips and whatever. So if you want to eat supper out there before the show, come on out.
And what's really good about this show is its proceeds go to the Table of Mercy Breakfast Club. And so there is a very dire need for those type of donations to that.
You bet. I know folks have asked about tickets. Actually, there are none. It's just $10 at the door. There's no advance ticket sales.
So there is.
Oh, there is. Oh, okay.
Hy-Vee and Atlantic News Telegraph.
Okay.
You can buy advance tickets at both those places.
Okay. Well, you can get them ahead of time. But you can also get them at the door. $10 is the cost at the door there, too. And And as you said, it goes to, yeah, a good cause. Mel and some of his friends have been helping feed the homeless in the Omaha area, and there's a much larger need than people sometimes realize. But the Table of Mercy Breakfast Club is one who supports that effort. So if you go out and enjoy some good home-cooked food there by Charlene, and just think about some of those folks that don't necessarily always get that unless the Table of Mercy Breakfast Club shows up to help them out. So you can help out with that, too. So it's music with a meaning coming up on Saturday, May the 2nd. And doors will open up at 6:30 that night. Should be a good show. There's quite an impressive list of performers, as we mentioned, and it's going to be a good long evening. You're going to get your $10 worth. There's no doubt about that. Should be a lot of fun. Guys, thanks for coming in here this morning. Appreciate it very much. Hope you have a great time. Have a good show.
Okay, we'll see you there. Thanks.
Thank you.